when values and goals align, the commissions come secondary.
They're training and selling our product. It just creates a perfect loop.
The burden of support and training these merchants on Recart doesn't fall back on them necessarily. We can take that in our own hands.
Welcome to Make Them Famous, the podcast about partner enablement.
The only podcast to uncover both how partner teams enable their partners
and how other department leaders enable their partner teams to achieve success.
And welcome back to another segment of Make Them Famous. But the type of podcast that we're doing today is the dating show game theme, where we talk to a partner manager as well as one of their top most active partners to figure out what's truly working inside of their enablement strategy. And in this episode, it's super compelling for me because I'm honestly learning about this relationship as we go through the episode. I know what's going on from the consulting side. We are working with Recart on their partner program during this recording, and we've given advice and they've acted on the advice, and Socialite and Brandon have come to this recording to share what has happened and transpired since they've taken those actions. So the theme is thinking outside the box. How do you create a partner enablement flywheel of sorts where you have a need to leverage agency partners to enable other potential partners for you. Other potential partners for you. So we learn how they're going about this new type of relationship where Socialite is actually teaching a course that includes how to work on top of Recart. And they teach this course to Recart agencies, not just the store owners. So we go deep into how they're doing it. I'm excited to bring you Recart and Socialite. But first, as always, we have to hear from the sponsors. Of course, we couldn't make this podcast famous without our amazing sponsors. For sponsorship, we aimed for not only great products, but tech used to power some of the top partner programs around. We've invited PartnerStack, ShareWork, and Sendoso to be those sponsors. PartnerStack, for those of you unfamiliar, is the leading partner management platform, or PRM, for SaaS companies like Monday, Unbounce, Intercom, and Webflow. And it is a company we've worked closely with. We advise many of our post-program market fit clients to demo PartnerStack when they are ready to scale revenue through partnerships. We've talked a lot about co-selling in this podcast, so please check out our sponsor for co-selling, ShareWork.co, a free app that allows partnership managers at top companies like Qualtrics, Fullstory, Smart Recruiters, and Sendoso to easily generate partner-sourced and partner-influenced deals thanks to real-time and unlimited account mapping. ShareWork is offering all Make Them Famous listeners a 3-month free account to map unlimited accounts, generate leads, and attribute revenue to partnership managers' efforts. Use the link below to sign up for that offer. Finally, the top sales and partnerships teams around know of our third partner, Sendoso, the leading sending platform. Sendoso is the most effective way for revenue-generating teams to stand out with new ways to engage at strategic points throughout their customer journey. By connecting digital and physical strategies, companies can engage, acquire, and retain customers easier than ever before. Founded in 2016, Sendoso is trusted by over 500 companies and has a vast global footprint with presence in North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Learn more at Sendoso.com. So thanks again to our amazing sponsors. Now let's get back into the episode. So first, I want to start with Nick. Welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself, what your partner persona is or who your partner persona is, and then what you're using for software to support your program.
My name is Nick Romaya. Recart is the number one paid for Shopify app on the App Store. I have about 150K plus installs, and we primarily deal with Facebook Messenger marketing. So just how you facilitate SMS marketing transactions or email marketing transactions. You can also transact and send messages on Facebook Messenger. So that's what our product is. We have a lot of awesome partners. One of them, if not the best one, being Brandon on this call. We're primarily looking for Shopify agencies or e-com agencies. Although I do got to say there are a lot of e-commerce agencies that hide behind Shopify and really a little bit deeper. They may have BigCommerce or Magento, but Shopify agencies and then their clients, small to medium size businesses we're working with there. But we also work with clients that are doing about anywhere from a million to 10 million plus. Really depends. On the partnership stack side of things, we're currently using partnerportal.io to manage our partnerships and then also partnerpage.io for our listings. And then beyond that, quite a lot of Slack for communication and spreadsheets and all that good stuff. And then we're also starting to work with Lessonly as well for teaching Recart and the wonders of messenger marketing.
Awesome, Nick. Thank you very much for that. And over to you, Brandon, if I can get your name, what you're doing at the agency name and domain, and your current tech partners.
For sure. My name is Brandon Clark. I'm an account executive at Socialite. We are a full service e-commerce agency, which is partnered with Shopify since 2016. We focus on listen permission-based marketing, interruptive advertising, and paid search marketing with our clients. Now we work with between 40 to 50 Shopify stores on a monthly basis on full end marketing retainers. Some of our partners include Klaviyo, Privy, obviously Recart, one of our favorites, Recharge, Zipify, and ShipStation to name a few. Our goal and what we look for in partnerships is obviously similar values and a general outcome. To the number one outcome is to better service our clients. And we found that obviously with Nick and Recart, and really excited to chat about it today.
Yeah, you're leading me on. I love that. We were going to get to that in just a moment. I want to get back to Nick. Thank you very much for being on, Brandon. This is going to be an awesome discussion. So let's do this, Nick. We like to ask, what are a few words to describe the state of your partner program?
A few words? Okay. It's definitely thriving. I feel like a lot of e-commerce is in that stage though. Trial and error. I guess that's another word. And then I'll pick another good one. Promising, I'd say, is another one. So a lot of setup for the future and thinking outside the box. What we're going to talk about here today with the specific partnership agreement that we worked out with Socialite.
Oh, that's perfect. Thinking outside the box. Let's make that the theme for the discussion, thinking outside the box with regards to incentivizing agencies, enabling agencies. So this is going to be a setup for Brandon, of course. I want to find out what your current strategy is for enabling partners. Brand new partner, if Brandon never heard of you, he comes into the program. He's maybe using Recart with one of his sites. What are some of the things that you like to do to get them activated quickly and enable them throughout the program?
Great question. And this is something that I am figuring out still every single month. And that's one of the cool things about partnerships, is that there's a lot of cool ways to, again, think outside the box to figure out how to make this a win. That's the goal here. So anything that can really enable my partners to feel good about, this isn't just a face and a brand. I feel like partnership leaders could be more or less a gatekeeper, and then it's just like marketing. But I want to make it less of a marketing, me just selling essentially, and more of someone, a part of my community. We give to their business, they give to us. It's a two-way street. In lieu of that, giving clients, I think, is very important. That is done on a manual basis and also an automatic basis. I'm still working out some of the automatic things, but I think client sharing is very important, especially if I am initially coming with client sharing. But even before that, I would step away and start with co-marketing. If you could show value to one of your partners immediately, and that value is an email going out to, say, 80,000 people, and those are Shopify stores, I think that's pretty valuable, especially because they can take that content themselves and then replicate it. And if they don't want to work with me technologically yet, that's fine. At least we've started, we've built something that we've done something together, which is great. It's on the internet. We could share it, repost it. And then from there, you can build upon that. So, hey, here's an asset that I've made. Do you want me to watermark it, showing it's coming from your brand, an exclusive service? Here's some swag, things like that. But it's creating this environment that, hey, this isn't just a one-way sell-a-thon, if you will, for lack of a better term. This is something that's a bit more comprehensive. I'm not going to go away anytime soon. I want to make this something long and fulfilling, and And then eventually even being friends with the person. I think that's important too. Understanding person down, understanding their goals for the year. So asking them questions, I think that's very important. What are your goals for the year? And I think that really helps foster a good relationship.
Awesome. And just curious, what is the cadence of communication for you from entering the partner program? You get your partners involved in Slack, but what is your ideal cadence?
Yeah, it's begin some co-marketing opportunities. There's a slew of 4 options that you can pick from: the webinar, a blog, co-marketing interview. The partner page is low-hanging fruit. I don't count that, but it's putting them on our partner page, providing us an agency deal offer, and then sending that offer out to our email list. And then, of course, the guest blog post. So you can post something. Starting with one of those, simultaneously starting a new area of communication. So probably on Slack, just to make things easier. You can tag people. It's a lot more personal than email is. So them ideally joining Slack, yes. And then on the tech side, starting to think about Recart in this case, how you can start implementing that across your clients. Do I need to get you, like I said earlier, certain assets that are catered directly to your clients, where they're coming from you? Do I need to make you a custom landing page? I'm happy to do that. But initiating one of those efforts on the tech side, just like on the marketing side, is also my ideal thing. So I think about it as like a 2-pronged approach. So if we just tick off at least one step on each of those, on the co-marketing and tech side, and then of course get on a better form of communication, I think that's a big win to start.
Awesome, Nick. And I want to turn back to Brandon for a minute here. That was some great insight into Recart's program. But while Brandon's here, we want to hear if that's actually working and what about that part of the program? What about the enablement strategy that you just heard, Brandon, works for you with Recart and other partners? And if you could just reiterate, and I don't think you mentioned it yet, but tell us what your main KPIs are for your role in the organization with regards to partnership. If you have a specific metric or something that you guys are looking at doing with all your partners, and what is your relationship to that metric first? And then let's talk about what you like to do with partners.
For sure. So on a metric basis, you know, it is considered a vanity metric, but ultimately we're looking for client success. Now, what does that look like? Obviously, uplifts in net revenue. Nick was mentioning co-marketing events, email blasts, that type of stuff. And it's all very helpful on our end as an agency. I think he's mentioning conversations and touch points and using Slack as a constant form of communication. And we really use that, even to the point of actually getting on, like you said, a friend basis where we're catching up and chatting about these things. Now, in terms of what makes our partnerships tick from my position is, like I mentioned earlier, client successes. From initial onboarding, we want obviously our full team's buy-in, how the tool works, what kind of results we're going to see, and how ultimately this can affect our clients' end results.
Client success is the main KPI. So when you're looking at Recart, when you're looking at the partnership, you have to check the boxes. Will this partnership really benefit my clients? Now, there's a lot that can go into that, from support to discounts to just quality of the product. So let's go through that. Nick mentioned a few things that he likes to do with partners, inviting you to co-marketing. Co-marketing with you will get you new clients. It does not benefit client success. So let's talk about the types of things that your partners do for you to ensure that you're hitting that KPI and your clients are happy. Anything come to mind?
For sure. So just in terms of support, I guess we can rewind to one of the first times that Nick and I originally met and built this partnership with the Socialite and Recart. Recart was actually a part of our Shopify West Coast tour back in 2020. We toured around Alberta, BC, and actually ventured into the States a little bit, where they actually gave us the resources to present to audiences of a couple hundred Shopify merchants at each location. So that obviously involved me having a deep understanding of Recart before we actually went ahead and fully implemented it. So they had the buy-in on my end. From there, we got some original case studies and we just got some successes and went from there.
Awesome. So you just hit on something that I didn't even really think about. It's the co-marketing agenda that you're doing requires you to have a deeper understanding of the product. Your deeper understanding ends up benefiting your clients. So that is hitting on that KPI. It's not an endeavor where you would say, hey, that's a client impact initiative. No, it's a branding, it's an exposure, it's a traffic, it's a lead generation, doing some co-marketing. But you just hit on a really important thing that I actually haven't thought about. So I'm going to add that to my book of repertoires here and maybe potentially use that in something else. But I'd like to hear a little bit more about the specific agenda that you have undergone since working with Recart. You guys are pretty close partners now. You guys are friends now. You guys are doing a lot together. Recently, you launched a course. I want to hear a little bit more about what the premise of the course maybe started as, and then what it became with Recart involved, or was Recart involved from the beginning? What was the ideation, and when and how is Recart involved?
So I guess we can backtrack a little bit there. So we have our agency, which is called Socialite, which we focus primarily on businesses doing more than $250,000 to $300,000 a month annually. Businesses not in the startup phase that can afford to pay for that retainer service. Now, we identified a big area for the opportunity in the market for startup businesses. Now, don't quote me on the stat, but I think it's anywhere from 70 to 80% of Shopify stores don't earn more than $1,000 a month, a massive opportunity. And we've aligned this course, which is called Merchant Mastery, similarly to Shopify's goals of arming the rebels and giving them what they need to get off the ground and get the success that they earn for without spinning their tires for years on end. And now I'll touch on the Recart side and the course and how that kind of evolved. We are partnered with some of our key partners such as Privy and Klaviyo in the initial stages of our course, right? We're talking about offer strategy, conversion strategy, AOV, how do we increase that? And also indoctrinating and educating customers and consumers with email marketing. Now, it fell secondary in the eighth week of the course. We've mastered and given some advanced trainings on both Privy and Klaviyo. Now we're moving into additional tools that we can use to increase customer lifetime value, to diversify brands, like omni-channel approach, having Messenger subscribers, having SMS subscribers, having email list subscribers, obviously. So it was a great fit. We've obviously partnered very closely with Recart, and it just seemed to be a natural fit as one of those tools that we've seen success in to teach merchants on a kind of a step-up level. So the burden of support and training these merchants on Recart doesn't fall back on them necessarily. We can take that in our own hands to equip them on procedures and tactics that we're doing with Recart ourselves.
This is great. And forgive me, but I'd love to know specifics about, A, is the course paid? Can you answer that for me?
Yeah, it's $29.75.
$29.75. So $2,975. I saw the list. It's like an 8-week course. The the meat of the course, the main focus of the course is on driving new business through your e-commerce store. So traffic and conversions, right?
Absolutely. So it's like an 8-week program that's designed, you know, to help merchants scale your online sales using proven offer, conversion, email, and ad strategies.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. This tees it up. So I want to go back to Nick for a second. And Nick, if you can chime in here on a couple things. So you and I talked about your incentive structure. So we've got this course going on. You may know about it, maybe you don't, but there's a course going on that Brandon and team are operating. You and I have a conversation about your incentive structure. And the conversation was essentially, hey, we've got the ability to be flexible. What should we offer on the commission side of things? And we came to a conclusion, at least on the call. We'll see what happens on the operations side. But we at least came to the conclusion on the call that your ACV with Recart on average is not going to make a 10% to 15%, maybe not even a 20% commission that attractive, at least in the beginning, for most of your partners. So we started to riff on ideas. So talk to me about what that conversation led to and how that got to this new agenda and what's going on since the conversation.
Yeah, and that was a very awesome conversation, Alex. That more or less led us into this awesome integration between Recart and Merchant Mastery. But let me backtrack how we got there. I know we were talking about different incentive structures, putting the commission up front, and that's definitely something I think we're going to go through with. But the second part of that call, we were talking about immersion. One of the issues, at least over at Recart, was that we have a lot of agency partners, great connections, a lot of people, and it's great. But you'll see that maybe there's only one or two clients at their agency of a pool of many, dozens. So how can I be to 10% immersion? How can I get to 50% immersion? I think the easiest way to do that is to train and educate on a mass scale and to provide value to the agencies. And that's not just that 20%, which is like pretty much the value that we've been giving thus far. You're going to get commission. Yeah, our product will increase your client's LTV, but what does that really mean? You're not going to see anything unless there's been months. It's just take this leap with us. Trust us because we have all these amazing numbers. That's basically what it's been up until recently. Figuring out how to immerse the platform on a mass scale, because there is a learning curve, something that's a little new, needs some education. That conversation led to a two-way street that me and Brandon worked out, obviously with the things that we said as well, Alex, but it's creating this engine that provides clients, which Recart has a ton of these clients that Brandon was talking about, where 70 to 80%, and I won't quote you on that, Brandon, but Shopify stores aren't doing more than $1,000 a month. There's a lot of opportunity here. Recart is filled with that because we have 155,000 installs. We're getting installs right now. And I'll tell you right now, the majority of those are small clients because it's like, I have a new iPhone. Let me just download the top five apps effect. Same thing. I just started e-commerce. Let me just download the top five apps. We don't have any agency partners that are quote unquote trained, like messenger professionals at agencies. You'll have email and SMS professionals at agencies, but there's yet to really be like messenger professionals or trained messenger professionals. If we can create this loop where after 8 weeks or so, after a client has paid and is using Recart, they get a welcome flow that says, hey, it's been 8 weeks or 6 weeks. I hope you've been enjoying Recart. I think you have because you started paying for it. But would you like to set up something a little deeper? Here's one of our agency partners that can help you with your setup. Because you guessed it, a lot of these times, these entrepreneurs that are just starting off, they're making a lot of e-com mistakes. And that goes down to the app level. They need people to train them. And if we can provide that and give that value to our agency partners who can then train them, so a thing like Socialite will appear saying, hey, here is one of our agency partners that can help train you, pass that on to Socialite, then Socialite can take them and then upsell them. Then on the opposite end, in the Merchant Mastery course, they're training and selling our product. It just creates a perfect loop. Not only does it hit on the immersion side, but we're creating value for both of our companies, we're creating value for the merchants. Yeah. And that completely spinned off all from our conversation, Alex. So again, thank you.
That's awesome. That's good to hear because I didn't have that context until just now. I saw something show up on LinkedIn. I reached out to Brandon, invited him to be on this episode. So we're all uncovering what's going on from different perspectives, me, the consultant, Recart, and Brandon. So this is super cool, guys. I think we're going to have some awesome context.
And I'd like to quickly remind all of the listeners, we have communities to support you in the growth of your partner programs or finding, vetting, and going to market with partners if you're an agency. For the tech partner teams, if you head to collective.partnerprograms.io, you can find the Partner Programs Collective, where there are agency-led roundtables, trainings, events, everything that you would need in order to learn how to grow with agency partners. If you're an agency, head to community.partnerprograms.io. That's where you'll find more agency-led roundtables, the partner tracks that you need to succeed, and of course, the support from everyone here at Partner Programs. Anyways, I'll let you get back to the episode.
And Brandon, I do want to get what's going on your end, but let me try to recap what Nick just said for everybody. So the timeline sort of went like this with the course. It was Brandon and the team discovering an opportunity in the Shopify ecosystem. Lots and lots. The bulk of Shopify users are under $1,000 a month in revenue from their stores. So Brandon and team decided to launch this course to help those SMBs grow, to help them get over 1,000, to start growing their store and have success in Shopify. It's a win-win for everybody. And it's a win-win for his agency because obviously, if they start having success, Brandon and team will sell them some sort of a retainer and get them as clients in the future. But then they started working with Recart because they were looking for tools that can increase average order value, ACV, all the good numbers in a Shopify store. Meanwhile, Nick and I spoke about incentive structure, and then we started talking about how to create this partner enablement flywheel. Nick is a one-man shop on the partnerships team. He's got a small team of success people. They've got thousands of installs, I think, a week or maybe even a day. There's not enough bandwidth. Figure out who in that install base is a potential partner and then enable them. There's just not. So the idea is go to an agency that is already offering a course, ask them to include Recart in the course, and then enable them to support the Recart course work, the curriculum inside their regular course by including the course link in their new user onboarding. Now, what I want to know from Brandon Is there anything I missed in there first? But then also, what do you do if an agency, a potential competitor, comes into the course? Do you have any SOP there, or is it just business as usual?
No, for sure. No, you absolutely nailed it on the head with everything there. So nice work on that. Your question is, if it were an agency were to take our course, is that what you're wondering?
Yeah, this is the big question. It's if I'm going to go to an agency as Recart and say, hey, please teach our agencies how to use Recart, because obviously some of the people signing up for your course and signing up for Recart are agency users, not necessarily store owners. What do you guys do with those students that come to your course? Do you sell them a spot or no? Or what's your opinion?
No, absolutely. One of the big takeaways from this entire course as well, that is when this is all complete, this is going to be and is already used as a training tool for our entire team to go through and get up to speed on the Socialite way. As both, there is tons and tons of information out there, whether you're on YouTube or The Hustle or wherever it is. There's so much information on e-commerce and what to do and all these tactics. And the main goal here was, we've been a Shopify partner agency since 2016, right? We've tested hundreds of campaigns. We've spent millions of dollars. We've sent hundreds and thousands of emails. The number one goal here, let's make a course for people just starting off to get quick wins, to start getting some success underneath their belt. Because like you mentioned, this SMB market, not a lot of these startups can afford to hire an agency full time. So we want to give them the tools to succeed. And it's not just a course. So they're not just jumping in there and watching 8 weeks of a video and going away from there. We're not giving, it's just giving high level fluff. So we're giving both training videos with resources, with downloads, so they can actually, some flows within Recart, some flows that they can copy and paste into their Klaviyo account, recipes to create offer, exit intent, upsells in Privy. We're giving them both the tools and actionable tactics to get started. And like you said, 100%. From afar, we can watch people progress through this course, come to the weekly group coaching calls where they're getting one-on-one help with their current campaign. And ultimately, we can watch from afar and look for the winners. And if at that point in time, they want to work with Socialite, right? We are more than happy to extend that relationship as they have, learned the Socialite way from the core.
I love it, man. It's this truly democratic, truly partnership based intent. You guys really want to better the ecosystem. Sure, you're going to make some money. Sure, you're going to get some clients out of it. But what's bigger than that, I think, is establishing your agency as the thought leader in the space and really getting super close to these merchants by training them over 8 weeks, not just selling them a retainer and having them have success in a campaign. That's great. But if you can get super close to these merchants, give them some real value, enable them, they're going to be referring you all day. You're going to have all the software and tech partners in the ecosystem knocking on your door, and you're going to get enormous benefit from this. So I'm loving that you guys decided to do this. And now I think the next question is, what is the expectations from both sides and what are the next steps for, let's start with Recart and then I'll go back to Brandon to hear how this is going to operate on a week-to-week basis. So Nick, what are the expectations? What are you going to do to get this course to be successful for Recart with the KPIs that you want out of it?
Definitely clients and then Socialite's, I guess, like view on us is the main things that I want to focus on. So to provide Socialite the tools to succeed, I've been working over the past couple weeks to get some custom videos made for them so that they could start training people internally so that when week 8 comes around, there is people fully trained internally at Socialite with clear videos that could even be copied and pasted and sent to merchants too. That's a long version of saying creating helpful learning materials and resources for Socialite, because at the end of the day, we know Recart better than anyone else, but we want people to like step inside our minds too and use our product the way we've been using it for so long. That's one of the main steps, powerful learning materials. Besides, that's not a 2 week, you get on board as an employee, 2 week training. So creating digestible, bite-sized ways to teach at scale is very important, especially if you're teaching so many people at scale. And then on the other side, it's like enabling those clients. Hey, are they happy? Do they need help? Maybe we provide some resources as well. That's like the main things that I would say are really that I will be focusing on. And of course, I expect that those two things combined will lead to more clients for Recart, which then we can take anywhere.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I think the financial components of it are what I'm just assuming the questions in the back of people's minds are, do I pay a socialite for the seats that I'm sending them? So playing that devil's advocate, what are some of the conversations and some of the decisions you guys have made around what happens when Recart sends a user to take Brandon's course? Is there a discount in there? Is there a free spot for them? Is there nothing and they just are met with a $2,900 fee? What are some of the conversations you've had and what'd you decide on?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's still a conversation that we're fully fleshing out. But as of right now, it's quote unquote, just an automatic referral. Maybe we could do something like 10, 20% off. I think I don't see any reason why that's not possible. But as of right now, we provide them a client and then they ultimately teach the client and then hopefully provide some ones that are entering their accelerator back to us. That's been the main value add here. Although I think framing it as some sort of discount in either direction can obviously move the needle a lot more.
Yeah. And Brandon, maybe you can chime in on this because this is something we're trying to work this system out because this is something that's gold. I believe this is true gold for partner teams to do is to take an agency that's got thought leadership and subject matter expertise and create this sort of enablement flywheel where you're loving the relationship because obviously they're sending you users to take your course. You're making money off the course. You're churning out clients from the course. You're converting clients, from the course. And you're happy and Recart's happy because in the course, you're teaching them how to do something using Recart. It's a perfect relationship, but financially it's got to make sense. So what have you guys talked about with regards to partners sending their users to your course? Is there anything in it for them to do more of the referral, right? Are you incentivizing your partners to send you more referrals in any way?
Absolutely. So I'm going to rewind a little bit there and talk about the thought of like the commissions and the kind of whole, this whole structure of this podcast. What are they relevant? What type of payouts are interesting? It's funny how we're talking about this and Nick's, oh, we're still flushing out that referral fee or the commissions or whatever that is. And it just goes to show when values and goals align, the commissions come secondary. When the clients and the client success comes first, it just goes to show, right, this conversation and what we're talking about today. Obviously, we are going to sort that out and we are going to, you know, offer that a percentage, whatever that is, we still need to determine. But the Shopify ecosystem being as small as it is, and we've built a course here that we really think it's a great piece of content. It's going to help people get to that next level. So we want to empower both our partners and, you know, affiliates of this program up from 10, 15 to 25% of the course price we will pay out in referral fees to these partners or even affiliates. In this kind of new age, new year, and last probably 5 years, affiliate marketing has been such a big part of growing stuff organically, but also with people that have taken the course program, coaching, consulting, have seen the results, and they bring in like-minded people in their community and ecosystem. And I think that's really powerful.
Thank you for giving us that context. And you're right. It hasn't happened yet because just the relationship and the course itself is so valuable intrinsically that you don't necessarily have to bring up the, oh, what am I going to get paid? And are my users going to get discounts? But inevitably, just like any partnership, the compensation questions come about. It's a good time to talk towards that real quick. So with the course, you're going to pay an affiliate fee to anyone that refers you, right? Recart, they're not in the business of collecting affiliate fees. They're not going to accept that, of course. So maybe what you'll do is say, you know what, all Recart customers, if you have a Recart account, you get into our course for 30% off or 20% off. That's probably fair. And that may be something you guys decide on later. The important thing is the course is valuable enough that Nick and Recart are going to send people to the course and recommend they use it. Because if a free user comes to Recart with no agenda on how to use Recart, where to implement it, what campaigns to use it with, they're probably going to attrit. Probably. But if they take Brandon's course and Socialite's course, the chances of them becoming a power user of Recart and adding more accounts and doing all the great stuff that makes Recart money are going to skyrocket. So it's a win-win. So we don't need to talk about money right now. In the hypothetical that this course was free and Privy, Klaviyo, and Recart all had classes in the course where you show a workflow on how to use all three together, or you show an implementation and you show how to set it up for the campaign and you help your students launch campaign. Of course, they're going to have to upgrade their Recart account in order to launch that campaign. In that world, let's just play hypothetical. Let's just say your course is free and Recart takes what they would have paid in hourly employee rates to get that customer upgraded. Let's just say it costs them an average of 5 hours, $500, or that amount of time. They're willing to pay you $500 per seat in the course. Is that something that you guys have thought about, or is that, has that been a discussion at all to say, you know what, free for Recart users if they pay us a $500 fee, or just a new course that's all about Recart, Klaviyo, and Privy, and they pay us for each seat?
Yeah, ultimately, there's no kind of horizon with this program of kind of where we can go. I think absolutely in the next 3 to 6 months to even a year, we're going to have each kind of major app platform that we're partnered with having their own course that would live on Merchant Mastery. I think definitely there's compensation on both ends that we could chat about. I think in terms of the agency and where we see value in that is if we can teach others how to use the platform effectively and get results and do that time and time again, I think one of the biggest takeaways there is just our team's ability, therefore, to go then and crush it for our clients on the agency side. Now, that being said, using some of those specialized courses for the Privies, for the Klaviyos, for the Recarts, as an entryway to gain that authority as a thought leader in the space and in the e-commerce and Shopify space.
I love it. So it sounds like everything is coming together, alignments happening on all sides. You guys have a fantastic course. I saw the curriculum. It's awesome. Maybe append some new classes based on partnerships that you really, that are willing to maybe share the course and, or just tools that you really like to use and you really like to include. You want to make it good for the students first, but obviously you do have bills to pay. You do have growth to objectives to meet. So you got to figure that out too. But I like how this is all happening. I like how it's happening somewhat organically and it's all coming together with this premise of partnership. So I'll end with Nick. And I think we just want to wrap this episode up with what is the outlook and the strategy for the next 6 months. Hypothetically, you've got a couple things that are in the wind right now, but let's say we come to decisions on those couple of things. What would your next 6 months of a dream partner program structure on the incentive side look like? And then any big plans that you have for productizing your enablement strategy in some way? Anything at all?
Yeah, so great question. Dream partner. So there's a couple things there. Dream partner relationship. Obviously, what we got going on right now is great. And this is the quote unquote pilot of this, because again, most of the partner program has been working in the sense that I give you commission, you give us clients, and we also do some of the work for you. That's been the other thing. But it's not unknown that doing all the work for an agency at some point becomes a little hard internally, if you think of all the man hours, as you were saying. I think in the future, having seats or people reselling Recart, having Messenger being something like a Klaviyo or like an Attentive where it's very viral and buzzy and there's people that own these at other agencies and they're champions there and there's experts and they're willing to engage and execute on Messenger flows, for example, that would be a dream. So having a trained professional through a Recart course. So we're actually working on like a lessonly course right now as well. So something like that would be phenomenal. Someone championing us that could train potential Recart users. And then agencies reselling the course. So right now, a lot of agencies use us as an anchor to renegotiate and get those renewals for those 3 month contracts that they have, 6 month contracts. Hey, in the last X months, I introduced you to Recart, they did X, Y, and Z, yada. So that's another main thing that agencies are doing. But ideally, it'd be very amazing to, as you were saying earlier, a way that we could just pay people, they teach Recart, implement it, and it's just more immersive, less an affiliate feeling, which is how it's felt a lot of the time. This is definitely an instance where it hasn't felt that way. And more of this is something that is a part of our agency that we want to put on our badge, put on our chest and execute and implement. So I think that is one of the main goals there. So more resources on Messenger, more tools on training people with Recart, because again, that is a space that is very unknown. So I think we have a unique challenge there. So that's at least Recart's goals and in the next 6 months, creating more of these awesome relationships that we have, like with Brandon.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys have a really unique partnership. I think not many of these tools out there are enabling agencies to teach their users in a better way than they can teach themselves. Nick and the Recart team can teach all day about how to use Recart, but they can't and they shouldn't, honestly, be the ones teaching their users what to do after the implementation. Where does Recart fit into the funnel? How do paid ads versus organic fit into Recart's ecosystem? It's something that Brandon and Socialyte should do, and they are doing it. So the bigger question for all the partner teams listening is, how are you going to work with these agencies that are either teaching other agencies now or are open to it? What is the relationship going to be? How are you going to create that partner enablement flywheel that Recart's creating with Brandon and Socialyte? So thank you both for being on. It's been a pleasure. We are at the hour. We're past time. So I'm going to let you guys go. But you guys have been awesome. I'll chop this up. We'll have an awesome episode to publish here shortly. Thank you, guys.
It's a great time.
Absolute pleasure, as always.
We'll talk in Slack, guys. Thanks a lot.